from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Good evening, everyone. Nate Martin, Commissioner of Public Works, City of Buffalo. Thanks for joining us this evening for a little bit of an update. As we all know, the city was hit with a tornado earlier today. I think the National Weather Service officially categorized that as a tornado. I'm not sure the level yet, but you know, since that time earlier this afternoon, all city personnel, certainly in the DPW, taking the lead at this point in time, has been performing the cleanup of the hardest hit area here on the west side. So. It came in and kind of hit on the other side of Niagara and rolled through this area. We're on Carolina right here. So a lot of significant tree damage. We had about 50 trees that were impacted pretty significantly. About half of those, 25 or so, will have to come down. Either they've already come down or they will come down tomorrow. So certainly devastating to the trees here in the west side of the city of Buffalo. But you know, our crews, we mobilized right away as soon as that storm kind of came through and the winds hit. I was on scene, as I know Commissioner's team was as well, so really trying to not only just assess what was going on, but get our forces on the ground as quick as we could. So pretty short amount of time. We've had contractors here removing trees and debris from the roadways. Certainly there's been a lot of that we've had to do. We've been able to open up most of the streets at this point in time that were closed earlier, so we just have a little bit of a closure yet here on Carolina, on Prospect, and a short bit of Niagara. So just three streets right at this point in time are close to traffic. We're working on getting those open as soon as we can. Tree crews behind me are working on Prospect to try to do the clearing there. So as soon as they're done, our crew will come in, really do a brush of the streets, broom the streets, and then get it cleaned and hopefully have that open in the overnight hours. So I think a pretty strong response from the DPW, both in terms of our streets and our parks crew. So at this point in time, National Grid has restored power to almost all those customers. I think at the moment there might be 65 customers currently without power. I think at one point in time, 802 was the number I'd heard. So great work by National Grid and our close coordination with them, certainly in terms of powering the traffic signals. And I'll say a thank you to New York State as well. The closure of the ramps on the 190 north and southbound were a tremendous help to us. You know, we were closing the streets internally to keep that traffic off, and that closure really helped facilitate our crews really being able to work effectively in concert with the police and the fire department. So with that quick intro, maybe I'll turn it over to Commissioner Ronaldo for a couple comments as well.
Thank you, Nate. Good evening, everyone. Commissioner Ronaldo, Buffalo Fire Department. So a quick update on some of the structures that were damaged during this weather incident or weather system that came through. So I'll start with 207th Street, which was a nursing home, and the roof and the west wing of that structure were damaged pretty significantly. We had to evacuate and relocate 48 of the residents there, and AMR took the lead as far as transporting them to other area facilities. Another structure that was damaged pretty significantly was 259 Niagara Street. It's a three-story brick structure. The roof was actually blown off of that building, and it actually landed right behind you in the vicinity of 62 and 66 Whitney. So the roof actually traveled almost two blocks. And we had to evacuate and relocate four adults and four children for that building as well. And probably three or four other structures all on Niagara Street, 250, 279, and 254 Niagara Street. They were also suffered damage as well.
Okay. I did speak with Niagara Center, the nursing home, and their administrator told me out of New York that nobody was moved to another facility. They were just displaced within the building. Were they only moved within the building, or were they taken out?
The plans were, they were relocated initially within the building, safe because the first two floors were thought to be unstable. So they were relocated within the building, and then plans were made to move them to another facility. I'm not sure, you know, if the, those plans went forward or they basically protected them in place.
So we don't know for sure whether or not they left that building?
Correct. Okay. But plans were made, and AMR was assisting in identifying other facilities to relocate those 48 residents.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.